You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
Major Tom. Commencing countdown. Engines on. Check ignition. And may God's love be with you.
Oh my God. Can't believe you remembered.
This is ground control to Major Tom.
William Shatner.
You really made the grade.
Is your artist of the day.
And the papers.
Yes, he is.
Want to know whose shirts you wear.
William Shatner is your artist of the day.
To leave the capsule.
Your keyword to cash is diamond. D-I-A-M-O-N-D. Diamond. Text that into 72881. And
diamond.
You, my friend, are in the running for $1,000 with the keyword to cash. Message and data rates may apply. We have a new member of the family.
I cried. I'm not going to lie.
His name is Andrew Gage.
We have a baby.
Kara Marxer successfully delivered her baby this morning, and his name is Andrew Gage.
And he was like 23 pounds or something.
He was 15 pounds. His name is Andrew Gage.
No, he wasn't 15.
He was 11.
Might as well be 15. I round up with certain things. And
so do
baby
I.
Weights
on that
one.
On that one, I do. I do round
Look
up.
Look at that fat little baby.
22 inches long, and that baby is fat.
11 pounds, 11 ounces. That is a 12-pound turkey.
He's a biggin. But she cheated. She went C-section. But he's a biggin. Will Sterrett, welcome back, my friend.
Thank you.
Are you ready to play later today a little jam or no jam since you're in the house? We've already got text coming in saying there better be some jam or no jam if Kara's not here.
If I'm ready at any point, I'd be as ready as I am now.
Before you even got into the booth, people were saying, were you guys going to do jam or no jam? Yes, we are. It's Friday.
What time do we do jam or no jam on this beautiful Friday afternoon?
That's a good question because we've routinely done it at 5, but that's Festivus Friday time.
That is correct.
Well, let me tell you this. I think we should do it in the 3 o'clock hour, and here's why. The topic at 4 is going to bring a lot of debate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to tell you that now.
Well, that's okay. We can still do... We could do jam at 3 and at 4.
We could.
Geez.
I don't know if we're going to have time.
I don't know.
Can we do a little, just because I know you're out of practice, I know you're rusty.
Yeah.
I know you're not ready for jam or no jam.
Going to get me warming up in the bullpen.
Can we just do it? Yeah. Can we just get you to throw a couple balls for us?
Sure.
Okay. Hang tight. Rod, get me one or two. I'm going to fire one at him here real quick. You have, as we know with jam or no jam, for those who are new to the program, Will Sterrett is an idiot savant when it comes to identifying 70s and 80s soft rock.
Emphasis on idiot.
Savant. However, you've been out of practice for a long time. We haven't seen you in a while. And by the way, it's good to see you.
Thank you. Likewise.
You get 0.3 seconds to identify this song. Are you ready?
Ready.
Rod, I need my audio.
You got to give him more than that.
I fired it off. Rod didn't have the audio up. That was our fault.
Okay.
That's our fault. You ready?
Ready. Oh, Just to See Her by Smokey Robinson. That is such a jam.
She gave to me. Doesn't she know it?
Yeah, you knew that one, kid.
Does that song not sound like spring?
1987. August of 1987, by the way. I believe it was his last top 20 hit.
Either that or One Heartbeat.
Same album.
Exactly.
Rod, you may fire when ready.
Oh, that's too easy. All Right by Christopher Cross. And you know it's a jam.
Oh, Rusty, my ass, you're in fine form.
I know what's on your mind.
Okay. You ready?
Sure.
We're just warming you up.
Okay.
I mean, this isn't 3 o'clock. This ain't 4 o'clock.
Right.
We're just warming you up. Everybody wants jam or no jam. We're getting you ready.
Okay.
You got two more coming at you just to warm you up in the bullpen. You get 0.3 seconds.
I'm going to need a touch more on that. Oh, if you could read my mind by Gordon Lightfoot.
Yeah.
You know that's a jam.
Just like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstore sells. When you reach the part.
Okay, we got one more coming at you. Get one more pitch in the bullpen. You ready?
Ready.
All right, Rod, fire when ready.
Oh, On and On by Stephen Bishop. Of course that's a jam.
Down in Jamaica, they got lots of pretty women. Steal your money, then they break your heart. Lonesome Sue, she's in love with old Sam.
Oh, you are a master of masters, my friend.
Thank you.
And it's good to have you back.
Good to be here.
Where you been, man?
All over the place. In the words of Johnny Cash, I've been everywhere, man.
It's good to have you back.
I've been everywhere, man.
Yeah. Hey, where's the cherry mash that you were going to bring in?
Oh, do you know? I could not find them this morning. I was going to bring them in.
Because all the kids came by and picked them up.
No one wanted them.
Oh.
Do you know where they were? Chris told me later. In the refrigerator. Apparently, not only does he eat cherry mash, he refrigerates them.
Aren't you supposed to refrigerate them?
I guess I didn't get the memo, but that's where they were, and I'm sorry I didn't bring them in.
Okay.
We have so much stuff to talk about today. My head almost hurts. Here's what I can promise everyone on a Friday. We will not be talking about the border. We will not be talking about shooting people who throw rocks. We will not be talking about the election.
Okay. Can I say one thing about the election?
I just said
and it's really funny. It's really funny
about the election. Okay.
Did you see that the Star grabbed 8 kids?
Yeah.
Two groups of 4.
10 years old.
Yep. Two groups of 10-year-old kids, 4 in each group, and they sat them down. Rod, you'll love this. The Star grabbed these kids and they sat them down in front of a computer screen and they played them local political ads. And then the kids had to tell you if that was a good person or a bad person. Listen to this.
As a veteran, I'm actually kind of mad about it because I know what she's done for us.
I think that they didn't like her because they never had smiles.
That's why I'm running for Congress.
You can tell, like she said, she went from waitress to meeting to an Ivy League school. So it's cool because... And she worked hard.
They were talking about her bad things and like how she was lying. But she was also, they were also saying that she helped the veterinarians.
The veterans.
Veterinarian.
Whatever.
Alice, you know what veterans are?
No.
She seemed nice. Like she wanted to help people.
She didn't seem dangerous.
No. Is this ad gonna change that?
The liberal mob, riots in the streets, and divides America. Violent, radical politics. And cage fighter Sharice Davids is their candidate for Congress. Davids vilifies law enforcement and supports open borders and amnesty.
So stop here for a second. The kids have just watched ads that are really good for Sharice Davids. They're complimentary. They're kind to her. And now they're watching ads that are anti-Sharice Davids.
Right.
Listen.
For illegals. Davids even attacks ICE, the law enforcement agency that arrests dangerous illegal immigrants and fights sex trafficking. Attacking law enforcement, rioting in the streets, Sharice Davids, radical politics, dangerous policies. Congressional Leadership Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Okay, in this ad, I think she changed.
Do you know who that person was who was throwing the punches?
Sharice Davids.
Did that surprise you?
Yes. Yeah, I did not think she was going to be a wrestler.
Me neither.
I support forcing insurance companies to cover all pre-existing conditions.
The Golden Boy, Josh Hawley, is
a golden, golden boy.
They should have like a magic eight ball.
A magic eight ball. Like,
which one
does he support pre-existing conditions? No, he does not.
And Kevin Yoder voted to give the special interests $266 billion under the new tax plan.
So whenever you see someone with their family and like them just being good together, it makes you think that they're naturally a really good person.
So, Rod, you and I have already announced that we're running for president and vice president in 2020. We have many great, I would argue, ideas and agenda items that people can vote on, not the least of which is no self-checkout at grocery stores, You can't ask me any questions at the gas pump if it's under 35 degrees. I've got a new one. After watching this video from the Kansas City Star, Rod, I have a new one. A new constitutional amendment.
Okay, lay it on me.
That you and I are going to push when we are elected president and vice president of the United States.
All right, let's do it.
Only people under the age of 18 are allowed to vote. No one over the age of 18 is allowed to vote. Only children.
It's not bad. It's not bad. I kind of like it. I think things would be simpler.
These kids have more smarts than we do. So
I just think it's great that they all cracked up at the Golden Boy comment.
Yeah. Golden Boy. So vote for Rod Babcock and Scott Parks in 2020. We will not allow anybody over the age of 18 to vote because we're too dumb to vote. And these kids have it right. The innocence of children is what could make America great again.
But outside of their families, they can be really different.
Claire McCaskill's changed. She's gone Washington and left Missouri behind. Now Missouri needs to change senators.
She left us.
Money.
What was that, Colby?
She left us.
What's that mean? Missouri. What's that mean she left us?
She left poor old Missouri to go to Washington where they pay her more.
Charisse Davids had people who were having riots around the city, and even though...
Maybe kids shouldn't be allowed to vote. Charisse Davids had riots.
Oh, God. It didn't say anything about riots.
In all fairness, if you watch or listen to those ads, that's what it sounds like.
That's what they tell you.
Yeah. This person's the devil.
She's a liar.
This person's a liar. This person has riots. This person wants to take your babies and put them on spikes in the front yard.
Quarter them around the city.
I don't even know what that means, but she's a socialist, and that sounds scary.
Like, I don't really trust this ad because I feel like...
Maybe it's not true.
It might just be
fake.
It's kind of like a game of tug of war in your brain. It's like, is this really true, though?
You know, it's something that's happened to almost all of us, and knock on wood, happens to none of us in the future. But if you do find yourself in a car accident, whether it's a fender bender or, God forbid, something more serious, the time is going to come when you want to get your car fixed, right? When that time comes, call Dale's Collision Repair in Blue Springs. Their reputation is so good. They've had people come in from Omaha, Columbia, Leawood. There's this lovely family called the Wright family.
Oh, my gosh. It looks so good, too.
They did a good job, didn't they?
It didn't when I had an issue with it, but it really looks good now that Dale fixed
brand
it.
Brand new?
Looks brand new.
The work at Dale's in Blue Springs is guaranteed as long as you own your car truck, so get it fixed right the first time. 816-228-1855. 816-228-1855 or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dales and Blue Springs, taking care of cars, taking care of you. Word up, 1986. What? It is a Festivus Friday here on the show.
I have always said, for like 20 years I've said, this dates back way back to when I was just young and didn't know a damn thing about this community. I have always said the weirdest, most bizarre, screwed up headlines always come from one city.
The Onion.
When it's a state, we know the wackiest state in the union is
Florida.
There's not even a first runner-up. Florida takes win, place, show.
Mm-hmm.
In our community, the most wacky, bizarre, awful headlines, I don't know what it is, always come from Grain Valley.
Okay, let me read you the story from the Kansas City Star. Rod, get ready. Let me clear my throat. A Craigslist advertisement for a Kansas City area home for sale violates discrimination policy, according to activists and housing officials. The ad for the $179,999 home in Grain Valley, which was posted on October 2nd, said, and I quote, and by the way, it had a very nice picture of the house.
Very nice photos.
It's a beautiful, beautiful
home. Spacious.
Here's what it read underneath. Beautiful home. Lots of room. White community. Dead end street.
Were you sure there wasn't a comma there?
Like, I read
like
it
the
twice.
House was white.
The house is white, yeah. Comma.
Community.
Community dead end street.
Street.
Yeah.
On Thursday, after multiple unreturned calls from the Kansas City Star, the white community qualifier and the homeowner's name and phone number were removed from the listing. It now reads, beautiful home, lots of room, dead end street, Grain Valley. Grain Valley.
It's no longer a white neighborhood?
No, it's still a white neighborhood. White community. The original ad could be ruled discriminatory, said Sarah Brown.
Are you sure it was Grain Valley and not Lone Jack?
Is there any difference?
No, not really.
Quoting here from Sarah Brown, I believe this could be considered a violation of the Missouri Human Rights Act. Perhaps Craigslist should remove this ad, or otherwise the seller should do so. The act states that it is unlawful to make print or publish any notice, statement, or advertisement with respect to the sale or rental of a dwelling that indicates any preference, limitation, discrimination based on race, color, religion, national origin, ancestry, sex, disability, or familial status. Nilesh Patel, a real estate broker with Rain Real Estate, represents the Grain Valley property, but said he had no knowledge or tolerance of any racist listing. Says Patel, I will be canceling that listing on this property immediately. The homeowner says, and it's a cute little house, one story, nice little white picket on the front porch. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Gorgeous.
They want $180,000 for it. But it's not just cute. That house is in a white community. Now, before we all get our panties up in a wad, isn't that sort of implied?
I wouldn't know because I'm not from that neck of the woods.
Yes, you do. You know Grain Valley is primarily white.
No, if you had asked me what do you know about Grain Valley, I would just start ticking off the list of weird, bizarre stories that I have covered in that city over the years.
Let's play a game called White or Black. You ready?
No, I'm not playing that game.
Okie dokie.
Here's what I will say. Define unlawful. When they say it is unlawful to put into an ad, white neighborhood, they don't mean against the law. It probably means it's in violation of the Fair Housing Act. I don't think it's unlawful per se. And I'm not saying it's okay to do what they did. But when you do that, this is just FYI, is a white neighborhood. When you do that, what rule or ordinance or law are you breaking other than it just makes you a D?
Well,
fair housing.
It's got to be fair housing.
Yeah, it would have to be fair housing.
Maybe civil rights. There's maybe a civil rights violation.
But I'm going to, I know this is going to shock a lot of you. I'm going to have a counter argument on the other side.
Oh, God. There is no counter-argument here.
Oh, there most certainly is, and I'm going to have it.
Now, I will tell you, they did not say in the ad, blacks need not apply.
That's exactly going to be my argument, among other things.
But white neighborhood, what are you really saying? That's what you're saying.
Now, hold your horses. We are late for the break. Everybody just step back, get back to your corners, talk to your trainer. We'll be right back. To the newsroom, and we'll stare at
the state of elections right before a pretty big one. That's next.
Dana right here for CM Moes and Son. Call them now for all of your heating, cooling, electrical needs, and yes, your generator. I know you're probably thinking, I don't have any cooling needs right now. What if you have heating needs? We sure did. We got heat coming out of holes in the ductwork, all kinds of stuff that they're coming out to fix next week because energy and money are literally flying right out the window at our home. If you've got an older home like we do, call my guys at CM Moes and Son. See what they can do for you to help actually stop the gaps in your infrastructure that is allowing all of that money and energy to slip away. While you're there, ask them about their generator deal right now. They're still running it. A free 7-year parts and labor warranty valued at more than $700 on all qualifying Generac generator units. A free 7-year parts and labor warranty. It is a real value at over $700 on all qualifying Generac generator units. You want to get a generator before winter hits, snow, snowstorms, ice storms. Your power will remain on if you have a generator powering up your home. 816-781-4707 is the number to call. 816-781-4707 or cmmoesandson.com.
Just past 2:30 in Kansas City, I'm Will Starrett. Vice President Mike Pence is in Kansas City at this hour, campaigning on behalf of Josh Hawley. The Missouri Attorney General is trying to unseat Claire McCaskill in the U.S. Senate. A federal judge says it's not in the public interest to order Ford County, Kansas, to open another polling site in Dodge City just days before the election. The judge says the request from the ACLU for an order to open a second polling place would likely cause more voter confusion than it would cure. The only polls for Dodge City were moved more than a mile outside the city limits, prompting backlash from voting rights advocates. Just days before the midterms, the Department of Homeland Security expresses confidence in the integrity of the election system.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen taking part in an event with the Council on Foreign Relations and says,
"This is going to be the most secure election we've ever had." Mm-hmm. But as we all know, with this dynamic threat, it changes by the minute.
Nielsen says there is no indication of a planned attack on U.S. election infrastructure and says Americans should feel confident that their votes are being counted and counted correctly. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Traffic and weather together next. It's 2:33.
Hey, if you or an older parent's looking for a gorgeous retirement community, check out Silver Crest at Deer Creek and Silver Crest at College View. They have 1- and 2-bedroom apartment homes available now in gorgeous wooded viewed areas, 24/7 on-site security. It really is a modern retirement community. You do have to be over age 55. They have housekeeping services, travel, all of that stuff in the heart of beautiful Southern Overland Park. Longtime staff members, too, which is so important. They have staff members out there who have been there for 10, 20 years. 1- and 2-bedroom apartment homes are available now. Month-to-month apartment homes. That's huge. When you call them, ask about those. Check out Silver Crest at Deer Creek. This is a carefree lifestyle without the burden of maintaining a home. Silver Crest at Deer Creek, Silver Crest at College View, 681-1101, 681-1101, or silvercrestkansascity.com.
Any precipitation from our disturbance and moving on out, and some breaks in the clouds in the forecast for the rest of today, heading for a high temperature right around 55 degrees. Partly cloudy through the night, a low near 40. It's another system drawing in some chances for rain here for parts of the weekend. Scattered light rain forming throughout our Saturday, the high back up to the low 60s. And then rain Saturday evening into Saturday night. Drier weather Sunday, cloudy in mid-50s. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBC Weather.
55 downtown, 51 Blue Springs, and at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett, News 98.1 KMBZ.
People say I'm no good, crazy as a loon. I get stoned in the morning, and I get drunk in the afternoon. Kind of like my boutique hound, I like to lay around.
I'm not saying that this person was right. Let me just throw out all the things I have to throw out at the beginning, okay? I'm not saying that this person is right. I'm not saying they're smart. I'm not saying they're racially inclusive. What I'm saying is I don't think they broke a law. What I'm saying is I don't think this homeowner in Green Valley legally did anything wrong.
Now, civilly, that's another story.
I don't even think civilly.
I think you could, certainly someone like the ACLU could bring a lawsuit. You could bring a lawsuit if you could prove they did not rent to you.
You can't prove that
because
yet
of your
because
skin
the
color.
House hasn't sold. And here's what I think is going on. The homeowner of a very nice little ranch home in Green Valley, it's $180,000 minus a dollar, put the home up for sale on Craigslist. And to describe the home, they wrote, and I quote, "Beautiful home, lots of room, white community, Dead End Street, Grain Valley. That is not discriminatory.
You lost your mind.
That is descriptive.
In a discriminatory fashion.
Let me tell you how you could make it discriminatory. Beautiful home, lots of room, will only sell to a white, Dead End Street, Grain Valley.
It is implied when you write...
That's what you infer.
White neighborhood. It is implied that that means... And listen, people do this in hiring, especially when it comes to television jobs. They will say, we are looking for an energetic, hardworking go-getter to complement our female news anchor. You can't say we're only going to hire a man. Don't even apply if you're a woman. But you can say we are looking for a talented, energetic candidate to complement our main male 6 and 10 p.m. anchor. By the way, here's his photo. He's black. Then you are inferring from that, if you're looking for a job, well, if you're a black man, you're probably out. They're looking for either a white woman, Hispanic woman. They're not going to say that, but that's what they're inferring when they post that job in that manner.
Your inference is not necessarily reality. Now, let me ask you a couple quick questions. You've seen a picture of the home, have you not?
Yeah.
Is it beautiful?
Yeah.
It's cute.
Yeah.
I mean, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, yes. Of course. Lots of room? Well, I guess that's in the eye of the beholder as well. I mean, lots of room compared to my home in Roland Park. Is it a dead-end street?
Sure.
Okay. Is the home in Grain Valley?
Yes.
Is it in a white community?
If you're saying that they took statistical information and said this is a predominantly white community, because based on the numbers, it's 86% Caucasian who live here, you're still inferring that because of that, maybe you would be more comfortable someplace else if you're brown. I'm telling you, you can't do this. I don't think he's going to go to jail for it. It's not illegal.
You're describing the neighborhood. You are not committing a crime. I'm not saying, I'll go back to what I said at the beginning. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying that they weren't trying to maybe blow a little dog whistle here, okay? What I'm saying is I don't think what they did was civilly or criminally wrong. They were describing the neighborhood.
No.
What if it said lots of kids? What am I to infer from that? That if I'm old and barren in the old ovary region, that I better not...
Reproduction is not a protected class in housing.
Gender is.
What does gender have anything to do with it?
All right. Okay.
You said only women live on this block, males need not apply, you have a problem.
Let me ask you a question. My aunt lives in Sun City, Arizona. She lives in a... I'm trying to remember the name of the guy.
Oh, I know what you're going to say before
Bell
you can
Webb,
say it.
Bell Webb or Webb Bell or whatever his name is. My Aunt Sue is 77 or 8 years old. She lives in a, I believe it's Bell Webb. I can't remember the name of the developer down there. If you are under the age of 55, you cannot buy a house in his neighborhoods. You cannot. How is that not age discrimination?
Because age discrimination is protected against old people, not young people.
So is race discrimination only protected against blacks?
It's like you being white saying you've been discriminated against.
Well, let's say I go to buy a house at 30th and Agnes, and the owner of the house happens to be a black man in what is predominantly, I think you would agree, a black community. Not exclusively, but predominantly. And the owner of the home says, Scott, I like you, man. I listen to your show all the time. I'm only selling this house to a black. Is that race discrimination or not?
You can't do it, and here's why.
No, is that race discrimination or not?
Under that scenario, it might be. Yes.
It would be.
Yes. Same thing if you are renting your home in Argentine, in KCK.
And you said you only sell it to a Hispanic.
I am only selling this home in Argentine to a Hispanic Catholic family. You cannot do that, Scott. Listen from the Fair Housing Act and Title
Which, by the way,
of the Civil Rights Act.
Green Valley is 97% white, so every community is white. You don't even need to include it. Every community in Green Valley is white.
But you could not say in your housing description, you know that 3%, they live here.
They're next.
You can't do that.
We call them next door neighbors.
I am reading from the Fair Housing Act right here. Okay. You cannot refuse to sell or rent a dwelling to any person because of race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. It outlaws discrimination based on race, color, religion, or national origin in the terms, conditions, or privilege of the sale. Talking to you, J.C. Nichols. And number three, advertising the sale or rental of a dwelling indicating preference of discrimination based on race, color, religion, or origin. There you have your answer.
Well, I don't think you do.
Yes, you do.
I don't think you do. And here's why.
Advertising the sale or rental of a dwelling indicating preference.
Of the sale.
Indicating preference of discrimination based on race, color, religion, or national origin.
They're describing the neighborhood.
No, they not, are not.
Yes,
don't
they
be on my leg and tell me it's raining. Listen to these words. Advertising
incredible.
The sale or rental of a dwelling. That's what he's doing.
Yes.
Indicating preference of race, color, religion, or national origin. That's exactly what this is.
No, that is not what this is.
White
community, not prefer to sell only to white people.
It doesn't have to be overt. It can be implied, and this is grossly implied,
In a court of law, I would whoop your butt. He is only describing the neighborhood.
Matlock, because you're wrong.
Listen, I'm Angela Lansbury. Oh,
with those glasses, you look like it.
I am hurt. You cut me to the quick. Josh in the Northland. Hello, Josh.
Hi, Josh.
Hey, how are you guys?
I'm sorry, my eyes are failing.
I'm discriminating on Scott based on his crappy vision.
Well, age is a protected class, by the way.
Go ahead.
Well, so first of all, I'm actually a real estate licensee, and I teach the licensing course for people getting into real estate. And, So the agent for this individual definitely did the right thing of recusing himself from this because he definitely could get in trouble for it. We cannot discriminate as agents at all. There are tolerance. But owners of properties have exceptions. They can discriminate. Well, Dana is correct in saying that you cannot do exclusionary advertising. You cannot say a certain group is not able to buy or rent the property. But once they get to the property and you show them, then you can say, as long as it's not based on race, if it's based on things such as religion, national origin, sex, handicap, or familial status, that owner of the property may discriminate.
Here's what else it says. You cannot steer or restrict the choices of people seeking homes. Now, Scott's going to say he's not restricting. He's not saying we won't rent to a black person.
No, he's describing.
This would fall under steering. They are steering, just FYI if you're black, we are steering you away with this term, white community.
That would actually apply to people who have real estate licenses. So let's say if I had a buyer of a certain protected class, if I said, I know this neighborhood that has, well, in this case, mostly white, and you're white, you should go look in that neighborhood. That would be against the law for me to do.
Can you say against the law real quick, Josh? Would you please clarify? You're not going to go to jail for it, but you would lose your license. You would face
a civil fine.
You could be sanctioned. You could be sued in civil court, that type of thing, right?
Under HUD, Housing and Urban Development, if a licensee gets convicted of a fair housing violation, the first offense is $75,000 fine.
Good.
Let me ask you a quick question. We got to get to break, so I need your answer to be quick. I have my home in Roland Park. There's a little step up onto the front porch and then a little step up into the front door, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You are the real estate agent for the buyer. Your buyer happens to be confined to a wheelchair, okay? Mm-hmm. In obviously, he wants to buy the house. I want to sell the house. He buys my house. Do I have to retrofit that house for him, or is he required to retrofit that house for himself because he is a protected class?
It would be on the buyer. You don't have to do it.
I don't have to do that.
No, you do not.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Alec Baldwin's been arrested. We'll talk about that when we come back. Any guesses what he did?
I don't know. Being a jerk. He's a horrible human being.
You're getting closer.
He's a really good Donald Trump on Saturday Night Live. He's a good actor. He is a horrible, despicable, angry, selfish human being.
He has been arrested over a dispute over a parking spot.
Yeah, because he's a horrible human being. He's an entitled little... I almost said the word that rhymes with Rick that starts with a P.
Here's what I'm going to say. When we come back, we'll talk about this. This has happened to me, what happened to Alec. It is a jerk move for anyone who does this. I'm not saying the guy deserved to be punched in the face.
But I'm Alec Baldwin.
But we've all had this happen, and you at least do the Kermit the Frog face when this happens to you.
Of course you do. Rod Babcock, Dana Wright, I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Hey, make your reservation now for Jasper's. Their fall menu is here. That's 6-hour slow roasted pork shank. Yes, of course, that's on the menu. But also pumpkin ravioli and Tuscan bean soup. The best soup you will ever have in your entire life. Hands down my favorite. I get it every single time I go in the fall. And it only arrives on that menu in the fall. Ask for that by name. And don't forget, save room for dessert. Remember, if you want carry out for a cheerleading team dinner, football team dinner, anything like that you got going on with the kids, get a tray of pasta with the red sauce, tray of pasta with the white sauce. No mess, no cleanup, no leftovers. You will love it. Let Jasper cook for you. 816-941-6600. 816-941-6600 or jasperskc.com. We will wrap up our conversation about discriminatory housing here, but when we come back, we're going to talk about Alec Baldwin, and I'm going to defend his anger.
Okay, but before we do, let me tell everybody what's coming up. We have the keyword cash. We are going to do at 3 o'clock, Jam or No Jam with Will Sterin.
Love it.
So at 3:15, we'll talk about Alec
Baldwin,
okay?
And then you wait until 4 because we got a Whopper for you at 4 o'clock.
Dave in Liberty. Hello, Dave.
Hashtag nine times.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Dana.
Hi.
Hey, Dana, I have to say that I, Scott.
What?
Really look at what the guy is saying.
Whoa. Hey, Dave, whatever you're doing, roll up your window or get inside.
Yeah, I'm kind of walking against the wind.
All right, turn against the wind.
Is this any better?
It sounds a little bit.
Oh,
almost did. Let me put you on hold. Find your way to where you need to be, and we'll get back with you in a second.
Heck, is he? There's no wind here.
Bruce in Lansing. Hello, Bruce. Ooh, okay. Bruce in Lansing. Dave?
Yes.
So bad.
Are you in North Carolina as Hurricane Florence is coming ashore? What's going on?
Yeah, let me get right over here by this building.
That's a good...
Okay, now,
you're much better. Much better.
Just hunker down right outside. That won't look weird at all.
Okay, I'm hunkered down. Hey, you're not going to like this, but I'm going to agree with Scott, and I'm going to tell you why. The guy isn't trying to keep somebody from moving into the neighborhood. He's trying to entice somebody that is as simple-minded as he is, that his house is in the white community, and that's who he's hoping to attract. He's trying to attract that one guy that's like, honey, we can get this house in a white community. And that's what they're looking at. If I'm that guy, with interest rates on mortgages creeping up around 5%, and it's getting ready to go up again before the end of the year, I would sell my house to anybody that wanted to buy it for $180,000.
That's right. I don't think he's being discriminatory. I think he's looking for people who are discriminators.
Yes, absolutely. That's exactly what he's doing in that ad. He's just trying to entice the simple-minded with that little phrase that will draw them in.
Good call, Dave, and I'm glad you got out of the wind.
Yes, thanks.
All right, be safe. Hey, get back. Bye-bye. Wait, you just walked away.
Stop crouching down in front of that office building.
Your keyword
to cash. What is that guy doing?
Your keyword to cash is rescue. Rescue, R-E-S-C-U-E. Text that into 72881. Message and data rates may apply. It is a nationwide competition. When we get back, Mr. Sterrett, are you ready for Jam or No Jam 2018?
Of course. I like how we've attached a year to it now.
We are so excited to have you back.
Thank you.
By the way, for those of you just joining us, Kara Marxer did have her baby today.
Sweet little baby.
11 pounds, 11 ounces. Mom and baby are doing great. Dad is home drinking. And the baby's name is Andrew Gage. Andrew Gage.
Love it.
Let's get to the newsroom. When we get back, we will do Jam or No Jam 2018 with Will Sterrett to the newsroom, and here he is.
Happening now on KMBZ, a man in legal trouble now has even more. More next.
Dana right here. Time to call my folks at Seal Once KC. Man, it's getting colder outside. Can you feel it? Have them come out before winter gets here and permanently seal and protect your driveway, your deck, your patio, your privacy fence. Get that work done before winter gets here. They'll come out with that clear, penetrating, permanent sealant. Put it on those items. And they do help eliminate the worry of replacing those big ticket items because they offer a 25-year warranty against deterioration. Then come inside. When winter does get here, think about your cracked and stained garage or basement floors. They will move inside and do the work inside of your home with that permanent polymer decorative coating. You will love that coating on your garage floor and on your basement floor. Call today, 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. Mention Dana, get that 20% off. Remember, with Seal Once, you seal it and forget it. Go to sealoncekc.com. Call 816-942-3927 today. Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.